Hey there, Nicola Ryan with COVID-19 Facts First. The Treasurer is urging us to brace for another uptick in the unemployment rate when the latest figures drop today. The pandemic is set to see the unemployment rate hit 10%. Josh Frydenberg has told Sky News they have buffered us as much as they can.
You have to recognise that when we went into this economic crisis, we did so from a position of economic strength. In February, we saw the unemployment rate fall to 5.1%.
Well, some good news out of New South Wales this morning. The state reporting just 11 new cases of coronavirus, continuing its downward trend. We should hear how Queensland's gone in the last 24 hours when the Premier makes an address in just a few moments' time. While as of yesterday, there were 999 cases in the state and 21 active cases on the Sunshine Coast. Globally, there are now more than 2 million cases, almost a third of them in the US. The world's death toll sits at 133,000. And Queensland Sports Minister says he's working on a plan to help community clubs survive the coronavirus shutdown. Mick de Brenny says he wants local sport to return when health experts give them the green light.
There's a support plan for those community clubs to see them through this hibernation, and then we want to hit it really hard with a big return to play phase as soon as we're safe to do so.
In other news, Claire Stewart has officially been sworn in as Noosa's new mayor.
I'm deeply conscious the electorate was finally balanced in the election of its mayors and councillors, aware that our efforts are for all the community and our capacity to serve will be measured by the level of our collaboration with one another as we initiate, debate and share wisdom.
Mayor Stewart says the first priority will be getting the Shire through the next 6 months in the fight against coronavirus. Meantime, Sunshine Coast Mayor-elect Mark Jamieson says locals are doing a fantastic job at complying with the national public health directions, but now is not the time to be reducing those restrictions. Sunshine Coast Council says if you know someone who's vulnerable, you can put them in contact with the state government's community recovery hotline. Already, 75 Sunshine Coasters have phoned in to seek practical and emotional support. The number is 1800 173 349.